Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Good day. I'm Tad. Hello, Drex.
Blessings.
And hello, Kara.
Good morning.
We're going to get right into the action here, bright and early.
Do it.
Our celebrity insider, A-Wood, is on the phone. They make TV shows, movies all around town all the time. She works in the business and joins us to tell us about some casting opportunities. What are they filming and what you got?
This is one for practically everyone. I need males and females, all ethnicities, 30 and up, to portray FBI agents and ATF agents. This is an easy one. You should be clean shaven and have regulation style haircuts.
Is this for a TV show or a movie?
This is a TV show. So you have 2 dates of COVID testing and 1 date of filming in Atlanta. It's very, very simple. You do have to be available for both COVID testing days, and you will get paid for it.
Do you get to keep the cool windbreaker jacket?
That would be awesome. That says FBI on the back. Yeah. If it's illegal to impersonate a police officer, I can't imagine there would be an issue impersonating an FBI agent walking around with that jacket.
Shouldn't be a problem at all.
And this is when you don't tell them that A-Wood sent you. I'll tell you how to submit.
All right. Thank you, A-Wood. You can follow her on socials for this casting call and others at A-Wood Radio.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Dan, you want your wife to forgive you.
That's right.
For a present that you bought for her?
Well, yeah. So, you know, I got her an exercise bike for Christmas. And, you know, I kind of made some mean comments, I guess. You know, I asked her why she wasn't using the bike. But, you know, I quickly learned that you can't really talk to a woman about exercise at all.
You bought your wife an exercise bike for Christmas and she hasn't been using it and you made some sort of snide comment?
Yeah, it was just like, you know, you're not even using the gift I got you.
How'd that go?
You know, what's up with that?
So that was the snide comment, just asking her.
Well, and that question was loaded. It wasn't like why aren't you using the gift I bought. I was like, why aren't you exercising?
No,
that's right. Probably what she heard.
Yeah, man. It's like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't that mean, but she said it was mean, so.
It's mean.
Why can't you apologize to her and ask for forgiveness on your own? Why do you need our help?
I mean, I've tried. Believe me, I've tried. And she just won't accept it. And, I mean, you know the saying, it takes a village, right?
Takes a village to apologize to your wife for insulting her about not using a piece of exercise equipment.
But, Drex, he did buy her an exercise bike for Christmas. Did she ask for an exercise bike for Christmas?
Yeah, she did.
Oh.
And you say you need to clear this up because her parents are coming to town?
I don't want her to tell them, you know, that I've been such a jerk because this has come up in the past. And
you being a jerk to her has come up in the past, or you being a jerk about the exercise bike has come up in the past?
She kind of has a habit of telling her parents basically everything I do wrong.
Oh, I got one of those.
All right, hang on, because we're going to help you ask for your wife's forgiveness for buying her an exercise bike and then asking her why she wasn't using it.
Thank you, guys.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
So we're just talking to Dan, who bought his wife an exercise bike for Christmas and then followed that move up with, why aren't you using the exercise bike?
But Dan's wife asked for the bike, right?
But she did ask for the bike, and that's why we need to clear this up, ask for her forgiveness, and get these guys back on the right track. Dan, sit tight here. Your wife is on the other line.
Hello?
Emily, it's Tad and Drex and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We have a segment on our show called Forgive and Forget, and we understand that your husband bought you an exercise bike for Christmas.
Yes, he did.
And it's kind of become a point of contention, hasn't it?
First of all, he bought it for me and then almost immediately asked me why I wasn't using it. Oh. And second of all, I asked for a Peloton, and he did not give me a Peloton.
Oh,
one of those fancy Peloton bikes? Yeah.
Those are nice. Oh,
I didn't even know, do they make other stationary exercise bikes besides the Peloton?
Yeah, I have proof that they make crappier ones. Yeah, he got me a Schwinn. It doesn't even have a screen.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Emily, Dan is on the phone. He asked for our help apologizing to you for this mess, but now we're finding out there's more to the story. You didn't get the right bike, Dan.
How much does the Peloton cost?
Like $4,000.
Ooh. Gosh.
Emily, you wanted your husband to buy you a $4,000 Peloton bike for Christmas? That seems a little steep.
Well, Peloton has the classes, and I need the classes for motivation. Like, Schwinn doesn't even have a screen. How am I supposed to exercise without, like, somebody telling me what to do?
Oh.
So, Dan, how much was the Schwinn? Or maybe, since it was a gift, we shouldn't ask, but I assume it wasn't $4,000.
It wasn't cheap. I mean, I got it on Facebook Marketplace, and it was like $400.
You should return it because it's not even worth $400. I don't know.
You're standing by this, Emily. You don't want the $400 Schwinn. You want the $4,000 Peloton bike.
Dan, do I need to remind you that you've been giving me crap about my weight? And so then I ask for a Peloton and you get me this lousy, cheap bike and then immediately start giving me more crap about how I'm not using it to exercise. So I feel like you should probably get me the Peloton.
Dan, this is forgive and forget, and it sounds to me like Emily will forgive you, but with some, what is it called?
Stipulations.
Yes. Stipulations, thank you.
All right, fine. You can have the Peloton.
And the classes?
How much are the classes?
We'll consider it a jerk tax.
All right, you two. Best of luck. Dan, open your wallet and keep your mouth shut.
Thanks, guys.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drax.
On the next Forgive and Forget, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., Miranda needs her nanny to forgive her for firing her and beg her to come back to work. That's on Monday at 7 a.m.
If I'm Piper, if I'm the nanny, I'm not stepping foot back in this house. No way.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Good morning. Thanks for listening. 725. Got some wet roads and a little snow in the North Georgia mountains today. It's going to be drying out, though, at a high of 43. Lots of people wondering about the lottery. The Mega Millions jackpot for tonight, $510 million. Saturday's Powerball jackpot actually crept up to $470 million. What else is going on, Kara?
You still waiting on that stimulus money?
Yeah, Monday. Man, check at the bank every day.
Well, Monday, the IRS launched the Get My Payment portal so that everyone can track the status of this second stimulus payment. Many people have already received that money by direct deposit before the portal went online, but even more have not. So it could be in the mail, but you also may need to wait until you file your taxes. So you can check the status at irs.gov/coronavirus/getmypayment. They will ask you for your social security number, your date of birth, and your address just to verify you are who you say you are. And then it'll let you know what the status of that payment is. Now, if you get a payment status number 2 not available, sorry for you. You will not be getting a check, but you can claim the recovery rebate credit on your 2020 tax return.
I think we all just need to get a group of like New Jersey uncles to call over to the IRS like, hey, you know, what happened to our cash? You know, our buddies are asking for it.
Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
This is really exciting. For the past decade, Monica Delancey has been helping families in her South Cobb community stay in their homes. So she heads up the We Thrive in Riverside Renters Association, where Monica teaches renters about their rights and evictions and where to find resources. She also chips in some cash for gas or a light bill every once in a while. But thanks to Oprah, she's going to be able to help even more families.
Oprah?
Oprah.
Where does Oprah come in here? That was a twist.
I know.
Are they getting Pontiac G6s?
So Oprah heard about the We Thrive in Riverside Foundation and set up a Zoom call with Monica where she revealed she would be gifting the organization $50,000. So that money's going to help Monica ensure that 40 families get to stay in their homes in her community.
Oprah, found that 50 grand in between the seats of her
cushions.
Bentley. I mean, come on.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Hey, April and Flowery Branch.
Hi, how are you?
Great. You ready to go into the weekend with all kinds of cash in your pocket?
I mean, we're hoping, but I know Fridays are tough.
Why don't you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
All right, Kara, get out.
I'm gone, April. Good luck.
Thank you.
While she's getting out of here, I'll let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. I'm going to ask you these five trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, on a Friday, on a feel-good Friday, she'll have to pay you that $100. You ready?
Let's do it.
Question one. Betting markets think the actor who plays the Duke in Netflix's Bridgerton will be named the next James Bond. What's James's agent number?
007.
Question number two. Some of those empty mall Sears stores are being retrofitted as COVID vaccine sites. True or false, Sears created the Discover card in 1985.
True.
Number three, Elon Musk has taken over the world's richest person from Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Name the car company Elon started.
Tesla.
Question four, during last night's episode of Last Man Standing, Tim Allen paid tribute to his therapeutic neighbor on Home Improvement. What was that neighbor's name?
I'll say Bob, because I can't remember his name.
Vanna White said she and Pat Sajak haven't had an argument in almost four decades. The guy who created Wheel of Fortune also created Jeopardy. What's that guy's name? It created both of those shows.
Alex Trebek?
All right, we're going to bring Kara back in. How do we do?
April and Flowery Branch, who I believe your daughter was helping you with some questions as well. Is that right?
To her best ability, that's right.
What's her name, April?
Belle.
All right, April and Belle, Kara, they got three right, so three is the number.
Okay.
Same questions. Number one, betting markets think the actor who plays the Duke in Netflix's Bridgerton is going to be named the next James Bond. What's James's agent number?
He's 007.
That's what April said, 1-1.
Number two, they're using some of the old Sears stores for COVID testing sites, in malls.
Oh, smart.
True or false, Sears created the Discover card in 1985.
False?
It's actually true.
Whoa,
and that's what April said. So April's up 2-1 now.
Number three, Elon Musk has taken over the world's richest person from Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Name the car company Elon started.
Oh, Tesla.
That's what April said as well, but April and Belle are still up 3-2.
Number four, during last night's episode of Last Man Standing, Tim Allen paid tribute to his therapeutic neighbor on Home Improvement. What was his name?
Wilson.
Yeah, April said Bob. Heidi ho, neighbor. All right, we're tied at three right now.
Number five, Vanna White said she and Pat Sajak have not had an argument in almost four decades. What's to argue about, really? We're turning letters and giving away money. Wheel of Fortune was created by the same person who created Jeopardy. Who is that?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Merv Griffin.
That is the right answer.
Old Merv.
Oh,
come
my
on now.
Gosh.
April and Belle and Flowery Branch didn't have an answer either. Hey, we have a tie game, 3-3, but all ties do go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. 936 wins, Kara, and just 32 losses.
Great game, April and Belle.
Hey, thanks. Great game, Kara.
We'll play again Monday. You know that anybody can sign up just like you did at tadandrex.com. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
98.5, 80s, 90s, and now, good morning, I'm Tad A. Drex.
Hey!
Kara!
Good morning!
Guys, this is not the time for exercise shaming. Like, a lot of us have New Year's resolutions to lose weight, and this is not the time to be bullying us about it.
I don't think there's ever a time to be exercise shaming or bullying anybody about something like that.
You have to look at your person. You have to look at your personality. How do you get motivated? Some people, like these Peloton instructors that are always like, come on, let's go the extra miles. Some people don't get motivated by that. Some people get motivated by like, hey, you're a tub of lard. Do something about
it.
If you don't know the person that you're addressing, then how would you should keep it zipped.
Agree
and
with
if
that.
If somebody goes to a spin class or whatever, they know they're going to have that jacked up person in the front of the room.
Right.
They expect
it. Come on, you can do it. But from a stranger, So here's what happened to me. I'm running on the trail in Brookhaven, and this guy, he's hanging out with his dog in the middle of the trail, and he snickers, "You got this, buddy." And I kind of laugh and sort of brush it off. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm right there with you." And I'm like, "All right, peanut gallery, I get it. I'm not in the best shape, but here's how you're not right here with me, is that you're hanging out with your dog blocking the trail. I'm actually exercising."
His words made you feel bad about yourself?
Yes, of course.
Well, if you had to describe the way that this man's physique looked using a celebrity, what would he have looked like?
1.5 Seth Rogans.
Oh, okay. He was a bigger boy then.
He's bigger than I am, okay. But he's still criticizing my exercise routine. I know you could say that the actual words, like, "You got this," you could say, "Oh, he was just trying to be encouraging," but do you think the strapping, muscular, really skinny guys on the trail get that kind of encouragement from complete strangers? Like, "You can do it." No, they don't.
They don't. Are you sure he was talking to you? Was he talking to his dog, trying to give his dog a little encouragement to go do his business? "You got this, buddy. You can do it. I'm right here with you."
Had an AirPod in. He was talking to somebody on the phone.
No, he's talking to his dog who's got to go to the bathroom. "You got this, buddy. I'm right here." Yeah, right. Get the heck out of here.
There's more Tad and Drex on the way. Here's what's coming up next.
All right. So Michelle is on hold right now in Dunwoody. Says she doesn't like people like me and that I shouldn't bother exercising at all. Now, I'm not sure I like where she's going with this, but if it gets me out of exercising,
right.
I'm willing to talk. We'll chat with Michelle and see what she's got to say in two songs on B98.5, 80s, 90s. And now, if you're just joining us, we were talking about the fact that I was going for a jog the other day, and this complete stranger who's not exercising, and it wouldn't matter if he was exercising, he's like, "You got this, buddy. I'm right there with you." And I was like, yeah, those sound like words of encouragement, but what he was saying was, is, "You got this, buddy, because you look like you're struggling and you're, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, all of that stuff." And I feel like I'd be better off. Nobody says, "You got this, buddy," to people who are in shape. So, I'm very well aware of that. Struggling with my weight my entire life. I think that if you're exercising, people should just not talk to you. That should be the rule.
Is it a chance that you were feeling a little self-conscious and you took his words a little too far?
Do you think?
Okay.
There's a chance that I was feeling self-conscious, and but I'm out there trying to do something right about it. Unlike him, who's in worse shape than I am, but still feels like he's right there with me. Like, go put on some shorts yourself, buddy. It was like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, go run, and then you'll be right there with me, and we can run, we can get to know each other. But to say, like, "I'm right there with you, like, you got this," as I'm running by, it's like, come on. You can do better than that, yeah, people. Michelle and Dunwoody, interesting. You say that you don't like people like me, and that I should not bother exercising at all?
All you see in January, these people, and you know, they're not going to be here in like a month. They're going to drop off. But it's like all these fatties. They show up with their New Year's resolutions and all this stuff, and you know it's not going to last. They just come in there, and like, I need them out of my gym. They're like taking up time. Again, there's sweat all over the place. Gross.
Wait. Michelle, you're in the gym year-round, and then you don't like January because the fatties sweat all over your gym equipment? They're not allowed to exist?
Yeah, everyone's in the way. They're in there. You know, they're not going to last. They buy this membership. You know, it's such a waste, you know. They're not going to lose the weight. They probably leave and go, like, you know, get a burger on the way home or something like that.
What's wrong with burgers, first of all?
Yeah.
Second of all, Michelle, what about, like, helping them, you know, instead of shaming them? If you're a year-round gymmer, show them some support.
Well, you know, no, not really, because they're kind of getting in my way, and I know that they're not going to be there in a few weeks. Monday night, it took me 20 minutes just to get on an elliptical. You got these people huffing and puffing and sweating all over the place.
I remember when I used to work out at Planet Fitness, Monday night was pizza night at Planet Fitness. Do you remember that?
This
is an incentive.
I don't remember that. I would never go to the gym, but...
Michelle, is there any reason why you couldn't, like, change your routine?
I don't know why I need to change my routine for these people who are going to show up for a couple of weeks and then be gone. Just my opinion. I don't think these fatties should be hogging up my gym right now.
Drex, you said that she should encourage the people. Mm-hmm. And as one of the fatties, the point of this whole thing is I don't want to be encouraged. I don't want you to talk or look. I want you to pretend I'm one of you. Don't say anything. Just let me exist. Just don't take the last piece of pizza and we're all good.
Right.
I can't imagine there's too many people that like what Michelle and Dunwoody just had to say.
Mm-mm.
Lisa in Douglasville?
Just to let you know, I don't have a weight issue, but if I did, that would totally discourage me from going to a gym and trying to do better. So what if somebody goes and works out for 2 weeks or 2 months? It's none of her damn business.
Right?
Right. And the point I'm trying to make, as somebody who is overweight and somebody who is going to try to lose weight,
yeah,
I don't want you to say anything to me.
I do have people that are very dear and close to me that struggle, and it's disheartening that somebody would come on a show and fat shame people for going to the gym.
You know, when people, and you know, if you get a like a spam call on your iPhone, you can go and block that number. She,
right.
This woman, Michelle, officially blocked.
Well, no thank longer. You. That makes me feel better.
Now we are bad opinion shaming Michelle. Right. What's wrong with us?
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
All right. It's 826. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Got some wet roads with a little bit of snow in the North Georgia mountains. It's going to dry out today with a high of 43. Big Mega Millions jackpot, $510 million for tonight. Sunday's Powerball jackpot, $470 million. I'm going to get me some of that money. What's going on, Kara?
So one of our big local school districts has a major need for substitute teachers and has even decided to raise the pay to try to entice educators back into the classroom. So Fulton County Schools decided to increase wages for parapros and clinic and clerical subs from $80 to $100 a day, teacher pay from $100 to $175 a day, and long-term sub pay from $120 to $200 a day. Now, illness and teacher quarantines have left the district kind of scrambling to fill holes. So if you have an educator in your life that isn't working right now, maybe wants to get back into the classroom a little bit, Fulton County needs you right now.
And to be a substitute teacher, you just have to exist, right? You just have to be a
decent person.
I think
you need to have like some qualifications in order to teach children.
Do y'all remember a certain substitute teacher from when you were growing up? Like, did you have a favorite? Or?
I did. I can't for the life of me remember her name, but she was always the coolest. And we knew that when she was there, it was going to be a smooth sailing day. We were going to have fun.
They could not roll that television with VCR into the room fast enough.
I don't know his name, but he was my favorite.
You ready for a good feeling?
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Tonight, Alex Trebek is going to make his final Jeopardy goodbye. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a good feeling, but you know how Alex Trebek was. He was always finding a silver lining out of everything. There's going to be a wonderful tribute tonight. You want to hear a little bit?
Are we prepared for this?
I don't know.
Throughout my life, I've always wondered about how courageous a human being I was. I just look at it as it's part of life. Does that mean I'm courageous because I'm dealing with it? No. I could be scared to death, and I'd still have to deal with it. But I'm not scared to death. So maybe I am courageous. What I would do on that day is tell the director, time the show down to leave me 30 seconds at the end. That's all I want. And I will say my goodbyes. And until we meet again, God bless you and goodbye.
Makes me a little misty-eyed.
Yeah. Did he record that because he knew he was going on break and didn't know if he was coming back?
I think maybe there was always an end point. Yeah. You know, it just so happened that I think he recorded his last show, and then it wasn't too far after that he ended up losing his life. But, you know, as a personality or like a broadcaster, that's the way you want to go out. Like, what a shining example
class
he was.
Act, yeah. For sure.
Now, that episode airs tonight, and then next week you have a week of Ken Jennings as the host.
Ken Jennings is going to try and fill those shoes, and then the week after that, Katie Couric is going to take her shot.
It'll be interesting to see who replaces Alex Trebek. There are no bigger shoes to fill than Alex Trebek, so that process can take as long as they need. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Let's have some fun. A little game show called Beat Shazam.
Woo-woo.
I'll give you 5 seconds to identify these songs. Kara taking on Drex and our category. Always have a category. While we wait for those stimulus checks to arrive, mm-hmm. these songs will hold us over because they're about money. Starting yeah. with Kara.
Tonight.
Bruno Mars.
Three.
24 Karat Magic.
Oh. Correct.
24 Karat Magic in the air.
I think I got my stimulus check between the time you asked what the song was and Kara answered it. Jeez.
Drex, your song about money.
Madonna, we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl.
Material. All right, staying maybe in the 80s or early 90s with this one, Kara.
I wanna be rich.
Bye. Three.
I want to say Fine Young Cannibals, but I know that's not it.
No, Callaway. Beach Shazam, while we're waiting for our stimulus checks to finally arrive, these are songs about money and the things we're going to do with that money, all the dreams.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Drex.
I feel like it's the black, or maybe it's just Fergie. Oh, geez. It's not Fergalicious.
Three,
dang it.
Two, one.
It's Fergie, Glamorous.
Oh.
Correct. Flossy, Flossy.
Yeah.
How many dentists loved when that sang? Okay. Final round, and y'all are knotted up.
Woo.
Not doing great here this morning. Kara.
That's Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Thrift Shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is
amazing.
Awesome. Pretty.
All right, are you ready, Drex? Your final song.
Yes.
You can tie up with this.
Is it the Lonely Island? I'm on a boat.
Yes.
I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat.
Congratulations. A tie.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.